The ice age must have been icier than we thought, at least in Alaska. A new find by permafrost scientists on the North Slope is likely to redraw the map of where the ice was 10 to 30,000 years ago. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
We know from the remains of their fires and tool making that 11,000 years ago, big game hunters used to sit on a mesa north of the Brooks Range and watch for caribou on the land below. And it's only in these upper elevations that the fossil bones of Ice Age animals are found.
It's odd that it would be up in the foothills and not down along the coast.
But what if it wasn't a coast, but a glacier 11,000 years ago? Tor Jorgensen is part of a team of University of Alaska Fairbanks scientists that has found what they're sure is a piece of that glacier still preserved in the permafrost. The piece was exposed by a coastal storm last summer on the coast of Barter Island in the village of Kaktovik. In one of science's great coincidences, this happened at the moment when the scientists most qualified to identify it were in the village, waiting for the weather to clear for a flight out to nearby areas where they've felt for years that there are many features of the landscape that could only be explained by the presence of an ancient ice sheet extending as far as 50 miles inland. UAF permafrost scientist Yuri Schur says while they were waiting, Jorgensen decided to check to see if some instruments he'd placed along the shore in Kaktovik had made it through the storm.
Tor ran to check his equipment along the shore, and we came later, and he bring this piece of ice and said, Yuri, look what we have here.
This glacier piece they call basal ice is not exactly a pretty sight, unless you're a glacier scientist. Maybe you would even have to be a Russian glacier scientist. It's black and convoluted, as might be expected from ice on the bottom of a glacier that's ground up a lot of rock and dirt. It's not the sort of nice white and even clear ice wedges you see in typical permafrost.
It's completely different. There is no other ice in permafrost which looks like basal ice.
They were able to identify this basal ice because they'd been learning what it looked like all over Alaska. A third permafrost researcher, Mikhail Kanievsky, had found it at the end of the Matanuska and Muldrow glaciers elsewhere in the state, as well as other places.
He was able to bring that experience and confirm that we were looking at buried glacial ice, and that was the smoking gun that we were looking for to allow us to have confidence to come out with multiple lines of evidence for glaciation of the coastal plain in northern Alaska.
The other evidence includes the ground itself along that part of the North Slope and also offshore. The sediments there are compressed as if they'd been under a great weight, and under a microscope they show the wear of a glacier. All of this was written up into a poster presentation for last fall's meeting of the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco. Not many people noticed it. The rest of the scientific world is still hesitant to embrace this radically new map of the late Pleistocene. After the basal ice was sampled and mapped, it was washed away in subsequent storms. It will take time to date the samples, but one scientist who welcomes the find is Leonid Polyak, another Russian transplant who is curator of an Ohio State University repository of sediment cores drilled from the seafloor. Polyak has found what he thinks are underwater ridges left by glaciers under the waters offshore from Barter Island and even as far west as the Chukchi Sea.
Even without a date, just the fact that there is really a remnant of a glacier ice would confirm that there was, at least at some point in the Pleistocene, those were the extension of ice sheets from the Laurentide onto the Alaskan margin. So that would confirm our conclusions and help us to have a better feeling of what was the extent of that ice.
Polyak's paper was also published last year. Yuri Schur says he himself was hesitant to accept the theory that this flattened-out land had been crushed under a glacier. He first saw such land in the Russian far north almost 30 years ago, but he didn't know what he was seeing. Now it seems obvious to him.
That's when you start to collect data, you are surprised why it was missing these links of glaciation, because tiny pieces from different direction comes to the same place.
Tor Jorgensen says the find will likely overturn some pretty fundamental assumptions about what the environment of the Ice Age was like. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.